The all comers for newly diagnosed cervical cancer, the rate that we're given is per 100,000. So the rate is 7.6. So for white women, for example, it's 7.2. For Black women, it's 8.5. The highest group in the US is actually the American Indian Alaska Native group, 11.9. Hispanic and Latino patients or women also have a higher rate at 9.8 than white women. Asian Americans, Pacific Islanders actually have a lower rate than white women at 6.1. So zeroing in, especially in Metro Detroit, we see both a lot of white and Black women and other ethnicities, but there's about a 50% greater mortality among Black patients with cervical cancer than white patients.
Why is it that minority women are at higher risk for contracting cervical cancer and then also dying from it?
There's a lot of potential reasons. Do we know exactly why for every single patient? No, but generally it's thought to be due to issues with access to care, disparities between, for example, Black and white women, issues with affordable and consistent reproductive health care, lack of comprehensive GYN care, lack of transportation in rural counties. We do see worsening disparities, especially between Black and white women, actually in rural counties in the US and in older patients.
And can you talk about what are healthcare systems doing to help address some of those disparities?
Thankfully, there are efforts to increase knowledge about and access to HPV vaccinations, because again, if you can prevent it, that's the best thing, but also increasing access to screenings, so Pap testing, information, because one of the other barriers is access to information. So information about how to access the screening. There are some statewide programs specifically for breast cancer and cervical cancer screening to try to target in younger women and other people for whom that screening is relevant. But it's tricky. It's hard, especially because it's so multifactorial and there's a lot of societal disparities. It can be very tricky to really try to make a dent in it, but it's been a persistent disparity, unfortunately. Regarding screening, I mean, ideally on the shoulders of the medical profession to if people are routinely seeing their primary care doc or other provider, or seeing an OBGYN or other women's health practitioner, they should be getting the routine screening. That should be part of excellent standard of care. If it's been a while since they've seen a doctor or if they have symptoms that are suspicious, reach out to your OBGYN if you have one. Or even your primary care doc, err on the side of reaching out to a medical professional.